Good morning, everyone. I know you and I have talked before about water and all of the meanings of water in our lives, but I want to take a little bit of a different approach and talk about water today. Have you ever heard anybody say, "Whoa, she's in hot water," or "Whoo, he's in water up above his neck," or have you ever heard an adult say to you, "Don't go too far out in the water," or "Make sure you wait 30 minutes after you eat before you go in the water"? A lot of those things to me signal us that there's something not quite great about the water. Of course there is. Water is wonderful. Water is refreshing. Water sustains our lives when we drink it. We are made up of water. Water is fun to play in. Water is great for plants. It's necessary for plants. So water is wonderful. But some of those things we first talked about at the beginning just now were things that made water sound, I don't know, maybe a little scary. And so it made me think about the scriptures that we have today that talk about water, kind of from this point of view, from more of a scary point of view. I don't think that's what the people who wrote in the Bible wanted to say was, "Water is scary, stay away." They're using water again as a symbol this time of what it's like to be in tough times, what it's like to be going through something really challenging. It's like being in hot water or in deep water. And the point that the scriptures are trying to make is, oh, you're going to go through hot water and deep water. Things are going to be tough from time to time. But God is on the dock, or he's on the boat, and he's everywhere, of course. And he sees you when you're in the deep water, in the hot water. And have you ever thought about what it takes to stay safe in water that's above your head? Yeah, you have to know how to swim. Now, of course, we could all put our swimmies on and never learn how to swim. But what happens? We count on the swimmies to keep us floating, right? We're not working in the water. We're not developing our swimming muscles, are we? No. And so if we always relied on swimmies, then we wouldn't, and the swimmies ever came off, then what would happen? We wouldn't know how to swim, right? We wouldn't know how to stay safe in the deep water. And so God is saying, I don't want you to wear swimmies. I don't want you to rely on the things of this world. I want you to rely on me, and I want you to learn to swim in the deep water. And as you do, you'll develop stronger swimming muscles. And I know you're thinking, why in the world is she talking about swimming? This is church. I'm using swimming as sort of a symbol for living the way that God hopes we will. That when we go through really hard times, he is there and we know it. He will never let us swim in water for too long that we can't handle. He will never let us swim in water too deep that we can't handle. He will provide those swimming muscles. And so right now, everybody is going through tough times, if nothing else, because of COVID and all the confusion and all of the rules and what are the rules and what should I do and does it make sense, because even when I follow the rules, I might get sick or somebody I love might get sick. So that's really deep water. That's tough. And that's above our heads. But it's a great example of how if we just rely on God, take off the swimmies and don't rely on the world, we will get stronger. Legs, arms, hearts, minds, spirits will get stronger. Let's thank God for that. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being our swimming coach. Amen.